Around the country, parents are talking to their children about the tragedy. Stuart Goldman is a psychiatrist at Boston Children's Hospital and has counseled children who've been affected directly or peripherally by tragedies such as 9/11. Today, we turn to him to talk about how parents and others can help kids deal with what happened in Connecticut. Dr. Goldman, thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be here under such terrible circumstances.
Dr. Goldman, what is the first key piece of advice that you have to help parents help their children now?
I think the first thing they can do is to make sure that particularly younger children are limited in their exposure to the media around this event. And that includes both television, radio, and then sort of less high-tech media such as the conversations. Make sure that they're out of earshot because people will be wanting to be talking about it. The next thing I would advise to parents is make sure that they've taken care of themselves because kids will take a cue from them, and so that if they're feeling overwhelmed and feel like they can't manage their own feelings, it's going to be very hard for them to help their children manage theirs. With young kids, I like to ask, and maybe kids of all ages, you know, ask the children what they've heard, because you can say something like along the lines of, you may have heard something about a terrible tragedy in Connecticut. Have you heard about anything like that? And this will give children a chance to begin to talk. It should be a quiet space. It should be a space where parents are doing much more listening than talking, and you want to get an idea about where your children are.
That's a very interesting point. More listening than talking. That may not be an easy thing for some parents.
Well, it isn't, and particularly if parents are feeling overwhelmed themselves. If you listen, you can probably hear their specific concerns, and most kids want to know, how is this, if at all, going to affect me? And so parents want to know what they're concerned about and then specifically reassure them. Reassure them with words like, you know, the people in your school know how to take care of kids and the police in our community know how to take care of kids and you'll be safe.
With older children, does a degree of skepticism about those safety assurances enter the conversation?
Well, it clearly will. And I think these children, you can be pretty confident, have heard quite a bit about this tragedy. So again, I think listening really makes a difference. And I think that reassuring them that tragedies like this happen, thank goodness, very infrequently, but still can happen, and as it leads to a conversation about the sort of imperfection of both individual people and of elements of our society, including school safety and gun control and police forces.
One suggestion I'm curious to get your reaction to, many people seem to have learned from the late Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, who pointed out that when he was a child, at times of tragedy, his mother would say to him, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping.
I think that's great advice. And Mr. Rogers had great advice on a whole variety of topics. I think that you want to look for people who are supportive. Parents can talk to neighbors if they're feeling overwhelmed. For families who are spiritual and belong to a religious organization, I'm sure this is going to be the topic of many of the sermons tomorrow and times around church or synagogue. I think that these kinds of things can bring communities together around how do we help our kids live safe and productive lives and make sure that the communities feel safe and productive.
And how do you think parents can most help their kids heading towards Monday in terms of addressing any anxiety about going to school, going to class?
Well, you know, I think certain children will be far more vulnerable than others. So clearly any children who are directly involved, the children in the Connecticut area, people who had relatives, family members who were directly involved in the incident are going to be most at risk. Additionally, kids who've had past experiences of trauma or loss or violence are going to be at risk, and kids who are generally anxious will be a little bit more at risk. So I think that those kids require a little bit more attention. I think most children with some specific reassurance that they don't need to worry about this, particularly with younger children, they tend to believe their parents. Adolescents get more skeptical. And I think that with younger children, a lot of reassurance. You might expect over the weekends for kids who've been exposed some regressed behaviors. Regressed behaviors include things like having trouble separating, maybe being clingy or whiny. Any kind of change in behavior can be a sign of some stress.
Dr. Stuart Goldman, thank you so much for speaking with us. Dr. Stuart Goldman is a psychiatrist at Children's Hospital in Boston. This is 90.9 WBUR.